Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, it's Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is Tuesday, January 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news, Winter Haven Police are investigating a shooting that occurred on January 16th that resulted in a 14-year-old having non-life-threatening injuries. That night, calls were received around 9 p.m. regarding loud music and crowds in the area of MLK Boulevard and 3rd Street Northeast. Officers in the area heard gunshots fired and the crowd started dispersing quickly. A 14-year-old boy ran up to one of the officers stating that he had been shot. The boy, who was not being identified, had a gunshot in the area of his armpit. He was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. During a search of the area, it was determined that three vehicles and a residential structure had also been struck. No additional injuries were reported. Investigators continue to interview witnesses and ask if anyone has information regarding this incident to contact Detective Maldonado at 863-401-2256. Once again, 863-401-2256. Callers wishing to remain anonymous can call Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. Callers are guaranteed anonymity and could be eligible for a cash reward of up to $3,000. And the Small Business Administration has announced that the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, is reopening for eligible new borrowers and certain potential second-draw PPP borrowers. This round of PPP continues to support small business employment through job retention funding. Community financial institutions are able to make first-draw and second-draw PPP loans at this time. The PPP will open to all participating lenders shortly thereafter, so please check with your bank or financial institution for the official date. Your local events here in Hardy County. The Calvary Quartet is returning to Maranatha Baptist Church of Wauchula for two special services. This quartet has been ministering to local churches for over 25 years. They've traveled the east coast of the United States singing old-fashioned four-part harmony gospel music. The quartet strives to combine soul-stirring music with the highest musical standards. There is no charge for admittance, and a love offering will be accepted. Maranatha Baptist Church has served Hardy County for over 40 years. The church is now located at 204 North 9th Avenue in Wauchula. And if you would like more information on this event, please call Pastor Charlie Scott at 863-832-7829. And if you can't get enough of that good old-fashioned gospel music, you can listen to Southern Sunday Morning here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw with your favorite country and bluegrass gospel songs from your favorite artists. That is every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Your jobs here in Hardy County. Cognitutor in Bowling Green is looking for a high school tutor. 1 year of tutoring experience and a high school diploma or GED are preferred. Potential employees must pass a criminal background check. Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. A high school diploma or GED and driver's license are required. And Innovar Structures is looking for a purchasing agent assistant. Qualifications include 5 years of purchasing experience and Microsoft Excel and 3 years of experience with construction businesses and inventory management. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do the same with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Remember to lock it or you'll lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, a look at your local weather and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wauchula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wauchula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 64 degrees out, feels like 70, sunny, no predicted chance of rain. Air quality excellent, maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8 miles an hour. Humidity 34% with the indoor humidity slightly dry at 30%. Dew points 35, no cloud cover. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 10:25 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, sunny, highs in the lower 70s with northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour becoming east this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s with northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s with north winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday night, mostly clear with lows in the mid-40s, north winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, then becoming light and variable. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With tasting rooms closed due to the pandemic, many California wineries struggled to adapt, with some small wineries saying their business have declined to virtually zero. Others have found success for online sales and tastings conducted virtually. Smaller wineries in particular tend to depend on tasting room sales. Large wineries that sold wine primarily through restaurants have suffered more than those that focused on retail sales. Higher corn prices muddied the U.S. ethanol industry, but the full impact of the corn price spike might not be felt for weeks. The Renewable Fuels Association estimates that about 24 of the 200 U.S. ethanol plants are idled, and another 24 have reduced production. RFA chief economist Scott Richmond tells Agriculture.com, with the higher corn prices and the impact of the pandemic, ethanol plant margins turned negative in December and recently neared break-even levels when the most recent corn price spike hit. The USDA is out with details of the 97th Annual Agricultural Outlook Forum to be held virtually February 18th and 19th. Themed Building on Innovation, A Pathway to Resilience, the forum will focus on the role science and innovation have played in helping the ag sector overcome challenges and build resilience during the COVID-19 pandemic. A keynote address by incoming Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, presentations by congressional leaders, and a session on genetic literacy are scheduled for the first day.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few $1,000 with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams. More export numbers are slowly trickling in. Last week, the USDA released red meat exports for January through November of 2020. Even through the struggles of 2020 and processing facilities closing down during the pandemic, export numbers are slightly up from last year. Here is Bart Kenner, a USDA economist, with the breakdown of the export numbers.
Meat products exports for calendar year 2020 through November are $14.6 billion. That's up 3% from $14.2 billion in 2019 for the same period. And November exports of 2020 were also up 3% from $1.4 billion to $1.5 billion in 2020.
Going all the way back to 2018, the United States beef exports are third behind Brazil and Australia. In that time span, Brazilian beef exports have risen 11%, Australia has fallen 5%, and the United States has fallen 9% since 2018. Some of the largest sectors importing U.S. meats were China, South Korea, and Europe. China has seen a dramatic decrease in the amount of meat production due to several disease outbreaks in livestock. Due to a limited supply of beef, Australian beef has been down this year, allowing U.S. meat to capitalize in several regions.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. We were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The premier of Canada's oil-rich province of Alberta wants U.S. President-elect Joe Biden to give the Canadian government a chance to make the case for the Keystone XL oil sands pipeline to be built. Alberta Premier Jason Kenney says that he will seek legal damages if reports are true that Biden wants to scrap the pipeline on his first day as U.S. president. Biden's plan is outlined in transition documents seen by Canadian media outlets. He has previously said that he will cancel the pipeline. First proposed in 2008, the pipeline has become emblematic of the tensions between economic development and curbing fossil fuel emissions. And China eked out a 2.3% economic growth in 2020, likely becoming the only major economy to expand as shops and factories reopen relatively early. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with NFL playoff action.
Tom Brady threw for 199 yards and two touchdowns, while Tampa Bay's defense forced four turnovers, which resulted in 21 points, as the Buccaneers beat the Saints 30-20 to advance to the NFC Championship game next week against the Packers at Lambeau Field. Brady threw short scoring strikes to Leonard Fournette and Mike Evans. After losing twice to the Saints during the regular season, Brady was happy with this win, but now it's time to move on.
We have great chemistry. We have fun at practice. It's hard to get to this point. There's nothing guaranteed from this point forward, but, you know, we got to go out there and we're going to have to play our very best to beat one of the best teams in the league.
Drew Brees threw a touchdown pass, but he was also intercepted three times in what might be his final game with the Saints after 15 seasons. I'm Craig Heist.
Earlier, the Kansas City beat Cleveland 22-17. This is SRN Sports. In other NFL news, the L.A. Chargers have hired L.A. Rams defensive coordinator Brandon Staley to become the team's head coach. The Chargers made the decision yesterday after having a second interview with Staley. It was held a day after the Rams were eliminated from the playoffs by Green Bay. NBA action on Sunday. The Knicks pounded Boston 105-75. Bulls 117, Dallas 101. Utah over Denver 109-105. It was the Pelicans beating the Kings 128-123. Clippers 129 and Indiana 96. Two games postponed, Cleveland and Washington, OKC and the Sixers. AP Top 25 College Basketball, number 5 Iowa over Northwestern, 96-73. Number 11 Houston beat UCF, 75-58. Number 20 Virginia Tech over Wake Forest, 64-60. And in the NHL, the Penguins beat the Capitals. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wachula. Your quote for the day, improve your memory by doing unforgettable things. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.